It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. You don't have to look too hard to find beer on the Colorado State University campus in Fort Collins. But parties aside, beer is a legitimate study subject in the microbiology building. KUNC's Jessica McDonald has more on how a creative teaching tool has blossomed into cutting-edge research that may change the brewing industry.
Visit CSU's proteomics and metabolomics core facility on a typical day, and you're likely to see scientists running samples of bodily fluids on state-of-the-art machines.
Serum, urine, tissue extracts, plasma.
Feces.
Yeah, feces.
That's Jessica Prenny, the core facility's director. With her colleagues, Prenny studies a relatively new field of science called metabolomics. It focuses on the many products of metabolism in a given organism. They use an instrument called a mass spectrometer to weigh all of the small molecules, or metabolites, in fluids. From the weight, they can piece things together like a jigsaw puzzle.
Carbons, nitrogens, oxygens, what atoms go together.
And figure out what the metabolites are. By comparing urine from healthy people to that of sick patients, for example, Prenny can identify molecules that can be used to diagnose diseases. But minute differences in urine aren't all that exciting to students.
We all like beer a lot. Yeah. We're big connoisseurs.
So why not see if this machine could also pick up minute differences between beers?
Needle will go down and pierce the vial and draw up 1 microliter.
That's about 3 millionths the size of a 12-ounce can of beer. Prenny points to a silver tube that looks a bit like a basic tire pressure gauge.
This right here is how they're separated. So the molecules flow through this column, and they're separated over time. So they'll sort of get stuck at the front of this, and then as we change the conditions, they will start to separate out over the length of it, and then that feeds into the mass spectrometer.
Within 30 minutes, the $500,000 machine spits out a set of 30,000 mass measurements that make up the beer's metabolite profile. Even in a town as famous for its craft beers, Fort Collins, this type of experiment had never been done before.
For us, it was like, what did you do? What type of analysis? And at that point, I was very interested and intrigued.
That's Peter Buchart, brewmaster at New Belgium. He saw potential in Prenny's technique to improve how beer is made.
We sell only flavor. We sell 10 minutes of pleasure. And never has that been a consideration in the varietal selection.
By varietal selection, Buchart means barley, the grain that's malted, fermented, and brewed to make a glass of beer. Right now, barley varieties can take over a decade to develop. The problem is, there's no way to tell if it will produce good beer until the very end.
We finally start brewing with it and taste it. And then based on that taste, we're like, trash this 11 to 12 years of work.
Not surprisingly, beer giant Anheuser-Busch was also interested, as was the American Malt and Barley Association. With funding from the association and cooperation from the breweries, the CSU lab is now studying metabolites of beer at each step along the way, the raw barley grain, the malt, and the final brew.
Ultimately, what would be ideal is if we could determine a set of metabolite or small molecule markers from the barley that were correlated with beer quality.
Jessica Prenny has already found that certain metabolites from barley are related to the quality of the malt. It's an important step that in itself may be able to improve barley breeding. But even a great malt doesn't always guarantee a great beer. And for someone like Peter Buchart at New Belgium, taste is everything. Some of his employees are doing a quality control test on their classic fat tire amber ale. It's similar to the way taste panel experts will evaluate the beer that Prenny will also analyze on her machine. The final question is always, is it a go if it's good, or a no-go if it isn't quite right?
Cool, how about number three? Four no-goes. Yikes.
For the researchers at Colorado State University, the real question is whether they can predict whether it's a go just by looking at a few key barley metabolites. For KUNC, I'm Jessica McDonald.